Welcome once more to the Coffin Club, your premier action play podcast for amusement, entertainment, and lies. If this is your first night, don't be shy. Grab a seat by the stage and let us tell you a story. Tonight, we are returning to 316 Carnage Amongst the Stars, and I have a courageous company of terrific troopers at my beck and call to torment and pick up like action figures and just smash them together and see who lives and see who dies. But who is this wonderful person who so callously toys with the lives of the soldiers? It's me. I'm Jess. I'm the GM. My pronouns are she, her. Don't think about what I'm saying too hard, because God knows I'm not. In alphabetical order by trooper name, we have our lovely and wonderful players, starting with Corporal Deck.
Thank you. You put some respect on that title.
I most certainly try to.
Hi, my name is Lavender. My pronouns are Fayfair. I'm playing Corporal Deck. I almost did it now. I call you out and then I do it. Deck's pronouns are she, her. A gangly, superstitious sort of corporal. Good at horses and okay at capybaras, kind of.
Well, last week you went to the rave and you came away with all the candy braces you could want. Bracelets, not bracers. Mm-hmm. You didn't get orthodontic dental work by a bunch of capybara or, like, support medical gear.
Yeah, I got a violently colorful grill installed while we were on the planet.
Oh, God. If you want.
No, not really.
Okay. we also have Sergeant Pleather.
Heyo. My name is Sophie. Pronouns she, her. Playing everyone's favorite murder person, Pleather. Also pronouns she, her.
Mm-hmm. Pleather also had a very good time on the Capybara planet. Mm. She set a new world record in Cappy Toss.
Yep.
It's like the Smash Brothers sandbag smash thing. You know what I'm talking about.
Ooh, girl.
Oh, God.
Fighting Capybara team. we also have Corporal 69.
Yay. My name is Bastion. Pronouns she, they. I'm playing Corporal 69. The funny number personified. Otherwise, she is a nondescript, somewhat overspoken, religious person who is discovering that is, well, it was never a good thing out here, but it's becoming less and less of a good thing.
Why do you think it's becoming less and less of a good team? Tell me honestly as your GM.
Because we keep killing people and not getting any explanation or doing anything with the planets that we leave behind, and it's all starting to get a little silly.
Ah, okay. So you are of the opinion that we have this entire system of fascist religion in place. We should actually be doing something with it and with the messes that we're making instead of just... 69 is the type of person who is like, you should wash your socks and wear them again, as opposed to just wearing them once and buying new socks like some people do. You don't like waste.
No, I suppose she doesn't.
All right, well, good for her. She can have her principles as long as she can enforce them with the barrel of her gun. Speaking of enforcing principles with the barrel of a gun, it's Captain Sparky.
Did you almost forget?
No. I was just doing a thing.
Okay. Hi. I'm Grint. My pronouns are he, him. Sparky's pronouns are also he, him. Sparky is the newly promoted captain as of the last mission that we had, because he keeps rising through the ranks faster than he's comfortable. And he really likes comic books and high adventure, and he definitely is not probably more worthy of being someone's sidekick.
No, of course not.
No.
No. He's the number one guy. It's, you know, whenever you go into the store, the Space GameStop, and you buy a new game for the Space Nintendo Switch, you know the brand that you're there to buy. That's right. Super Luigi Brothers.
Yeah. Thanks, Grandma.
I don't know why that threw me. Last time, Planet Okamura, everybody led the diligent charge of go to the aliens' central city and keep them distracted. Boy, howdy, did you keep them distracted with a substantial, I mean, a proportionally substantial loss rate of lives, but God knows you gave more than you got.
How many did Pleather kill with just hands?
In that initial burst, Pleather killed 65 capybara with the E-cannon.
Right.
With the hands, not nearly as much, but...
Okay.
Yeah, so I had 100 total, so it was 35.
God damn. Mm-hmm. So many.
And that's not really counting the... the indiscriminate death that I really wasn't keeping track of. Unless, Sophie, you were keeping track of all the capybara you just kicked to death.
I was not, no.
Okay, yeah. That's more, but I wasn't really keeping track of that. So, it was... Let me check my thing real quick. That's right. 11 divided by 32 times 100. You lost 65% of your company.
Damn.
Oh, trust me, the other ones didn't do better. You're not getting yelled at for the ratio because you chose to send yourselves to the capital, and it's kind of a miracle anybody came back alive at all, at least according to the higher echelons of brass. So we did levels, we did upgrading weapons, and we're going to do the other parts of the development roles, because we're going to do downtime as well. So everybody gets a development role. Remember, Deck, you've got an automatic success if you want it. You can keep it in arrears for as long as you would like. But also, do we want to nominate anybody for demotion?
Nah, I don't feel like being that much of a dick.
Well, I mean, I said I was going to, so I guess Pleather will be that much of a dick, yes.
Okay.
Can't believe Pleather's voting to demote herself.
I'm just going to let that hang.
Yeah. I am just looking over my weapon options. I think I'm going to hold back on the automatic success at this time.
Sure. Fine by me. Pleather 69 Sparky, is there anything that's burning a hole in your pocket for that?
Oh my god. I don't even know what I would upgrade.
Actually, I'm not going to use the guarantee on this, but I would love to do a regular roll to upgrade that pole arm I picked up.
Sure. You do have the stats for the pole arm, right?
I think the pole arm I had was 2d6 close, d6 near, is how we did this?
I believe so, yes.
And then nothing on far.
No, okay. It doesn't go that far. Actually, I'm going to say the pole arm has a zero. It doesn't have a dash. If you want to figure out how to throw that fucker.
That's a big pole arm.
I put a chain on one side of it.
Oh, God.
I mean, it's like a reverse grenade that hurts people far away from you if they're in that bracket, regardless.
No, put like a bungee cord on it so that you can drag it back to you faster.
Like some kind of harpoon.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
All right. Rolling.
Like a slinky.
All right, so that's 2d10 up close now.
Oh, damn. You now have the initial E-cannon of Ghost Melee Combat. Your pole arm is on par with Pleather's... does Pleather's hammer do 2d10 at close range?
Yes.
Yeah. There you go. I figure that Deck could throw the pole arm, but Pleather couldn't throw the hammer, you know? Anyway.
Yeah, not like a repeatable way, at least.
Yeah.
You have to go get it.
Regrettably to everybody involved, Pleather is not King DDD. Same way with Tasty Jackets. Yeah, not yet. What do you think, Sparky?
I have a lot of consideration in my heart.
Mm-hmm.
And I don't know, because all my guns, they might be almost all fully upgraded.
You can get a new gun.
Yeah.
Sparky, get flamethrower. Sparky, get iPod.
Take a very, very quick look at guns.
Mm-hmm. '69, you want those guns?
Yeah, I do, but I don't think I'm going to roll that well, but I'll try.
You don't know. There you... Oh my god.
Wow.
I am looking at your name.
What a name.
What is that? 8.30662 squared?
Yes.
You are getting increasingly creative with these nicknames.
I am scraping the bottom of the fucking barrel here.
We're getting into the robot expeditions now.
Mm-hmm.
Oh yeah, I can do a hex next time.
Okay. Oh no,
sure can.
Yeah, congrats. Did I?
Okay, fine. I'll just.
Yeah, I have the stats for the pistols.
I just wasn't sure if I named them.
Where?
Yes, I did.
Oh no, I did. It was the two names of that. Oh shit, what was it called? Oh, now I can't remember. But I did come up with a name for it. It was some celestial object.
Gonna also upgrade the power blade to 2d6.
Ah, it's a success on upgrading your power blade.
Just, you know, some zest and spice.
Sparky, you got bigger sword. He put a keychain on it.
Yep.
Put a little mustard on that mustard.
Mm-hmm. Mm. So what, you named those twin guns the celestial objects?
No, it was, let me look at, I have to recreate the Google search.
Yeah, fair enough. Pleather, what do you want to do?
I'm going to try and upgrade my rocket pod.
That's true, Pleather has a rocket pod.
I do.
We should all be concerned that Pleather has a rocket pod.
No, I'm fine.
That is a miss.
Yeah.
Believe it or not.
For the folks at home, it's Plethereal Beauty, Sparkyria Chronicles. I read out 69's nickname, and Deck is Deck Roller.
Deck Roller.
So, for those who do not use RollDiceWithFriends.com, which is where the Coffin Club lives, honestly, mm-hmm. The default rolling name is Dallas Dice Roller.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
I just slapped in Deck is Deck Roller because I didn't have any good
ones. Because why not?
Yeah.
And tell me, soldier, what is so funny about Decus Deck Roller?
Very good man, Decus Deck Roller.
And his wife.
I know his biggest wife. Critis. Owlbear Rodeo. Fine.
Yeah, no, I get you.
It's good to think about Biggest Dickus occasionally.
Yes.
And it was... Arrow and Cough, by the way.
Arrow and Cough?
A-R-O-O and K-O-T-H.
Cough.
Because there's this weird thing out in the... fuck do you pronounce? Kuiper Belt? Kuiper Belt?
Cooper Belt?
You could probably say it either way, and
someone would
understand it.
Yeah, the field of space rocks that's like really, really far out there, there's something called Arrokoth. And it's these two conjoined creepy things, and NASA lists it as the most distant object explored by a spacecraft.
Oh, I thought you were going to say NASA lists it as the creepiest object.
Okay. I want to say this is perfect because apparently it was formerly named Ultima Thule.
Oh.
And gee, I wonder who named that.
Hmm.
It's perfect. Anyway.
You know, it makes a lot of sense.
I was looking this up. I put a space between Errol and Koth. And Google gave me King of the Hill information.
That's a clean kill, I tell you what. Anyway, downtime. Also, Plither and Sparky, roll NFA.
Really? Okay.
Yeah, you got nominated to... Wow, actually, you might get demoted.
Oh, fuck.
No.
No, you got demoted.
Did you roll lower?
The nominator and target make a test of NFA. If the nominator wins the roll, then the target loses one rank after a court-martial. If the target wins or both tie or fail, then the case is not proven, and the target retains their current rank. So,
right, but Sparky won, though, right? Because, I mean...
I rolled a four.
Yeah, he rolled a four. I rolled a two.
Oh, wait.
Yeah, yeah.
I mean, if the target wins, right?
Yeah, 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 yeah.
Okay, that's right. It's higher without going on without going over. I was used to other rules. Okay, Sparky manages to beat the allegations. Sparky,
yes.
I know what your initial downtime activity is going to be. You are brought into a very quiet, very small room with, what did I name the? Other, what I am the person who's in charge of this whole mess?
Ice Pick?
Yes. Ice Pick. You are brought into the mix with. What did the. Icebox. You're brought into a room with Lieutenant Colonel Icebox and, Colonel. I wrote it down. I have to get this shit in better order. Major. You were brought into the room with Icebox and Roadhead. You are sat down and a stack of paperwork is put in front of you. And you are being interrogated about the last mission.
I don't like that.
So it says here that you challenged the leader of the alien civilization to one-on-one combat.
Yes, I felt that it was clear they were a warrior society, and by defeating their leader in single combat, they may have surrendered. I was mistaken.
Mm-hmm. Let's flip through some of the testimony that your troopers have given us. Let's see. Battle plans cloudy and confusing. The captain seemed to be motivated by self-interest in glory and attention seeking rather than sticking to the mission. Bad taste in comic books. Let's see. Didn't give me the aux cord. Didn't let me drive the APC. This one says got ketchup killed. This one says still has the spacey, doesn't care about it.
I am keeping it as a commemoration of Trooper Goncharov.
Who?
Goncharov.
He's
here for one mission, and unfortunately did not survive.
Where did he die?
Sparky knows. I don't remember.
It was... I'm not actually in the room in this scene, but it was whatever the third one was when we were...
Deck walks out from the side of the screen and says, oh, hey, kids. We've had a lot of fun here today.
No, that would have been Wyndham. Goncharov died at Wyndham.
Yeah, it was on Wyndham.
Oh, yeah. Goncharov died at Wyndham. That's right. Right, he was the only fatality on Wyndham. Anyway, and then Roadhead speaks up. Well, okay, frankly, all things considered, Captain, we put you in a bit of a bind. There wasn't really enough time to brief the entire battalions that you were in charge of on proper drop procedure and how to be handling the mission at hand. You did the best you could with the limited information. And also, frankly, you were nominated for this, and I got the feeling that you were nominated for this by somebody who was upset with the fact that you chose to have your battalion go into the thick of it, and you were the tip of the spear. So, all things considered, I mean, it's pretty cut and dry, especially considering a lot of this commentary that's running on your command structure. There's not really a lot here that says that you could have done anything different considering the circumstances. So, on
permission to speak freely?
Yeah, permission granted.
Was command aware of the particulars of the mission?
Ah, well, that's classified, Captain.
I see.
What the Major is trying to say is, at worst, this is just a formality and a footnote that's going to go down in your records, but you don't have to worry. You're one of us now. We're not going to throw you to the wolves over some trooper being cranky that they got a rock in their shoe because you told them to march through a gravel pit. So, you're fine. Don't worry about it.
Understood.
And, you know, just for morale purposes, we will not be stating who nominated you for demotion.
Of course.
Yeah, it wouldn't do to encourage reprisals. But yeah, unless you have any further questions, you are dismissed from this duty, though admittedly we would like to discuss the approach to the next planet, considering that you are still the lieutenant who's going to be in charge of planning the next mission.
If I can have maybe an hour or two to just if I can just have an hour or two.
Tell you what, Captain, would you prefer to reconvene tomorrow to discuss this?
That would be great.
Yeah, dismissed.
I will salute and go.
How does Sparky feel the moment he's out of their sight?
Feeling bad. Feel bad. Feel sad.
You just watch him visibly deflate the moment he rounds the corner.
I think, is this immediately after the mission?
No, this is like a day ago. I mean, this is like a day or two after the mission.
Okay. Do we wear our armor normally?
No.
Round? No? Okay, yeah. I think he kind of pulls his oh my god, what do you call it? Not your, you know, your, like, not like your battle fatigues, your
uniform?
Uniform, whatever. He pulls his hat down a bit.
Mm-hmm.
And tries to, like, straighten himself up a bit. And then goes back to the block.
Don't let him see you cry, Sparky.
Don't let him see you cry.
It's raining inside the space fortress.
Terrible day for rain.
Exactly. Mm-hmm. While this has been going on, how's everybody else been getting up to things? I presume you've been telling the troopers what to clean out and, like, who to replace. You've been getting the new troopers immediately.
Oh, gonna have to do another floor plan, maybe. I don't know.
Maybe you want.
Yeah.
You now have to do the floor plan for 5 battalions.
Oh, Jesus Christ.
Yeah, there you go.
Well, you have less to do now. Right?
What? No.
Well, I mean, it's the same amount.
Less than you would. Oh, yeah, I guess.
No, now Sparky is responsible for the other battalions as well.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, okay.
Let me get my calculator out.
We're never going to talk to those people, so.
Yeah, they're like, yeah, Sparky is now responsible for the housing of 160 troopers.
There's only one Spacey to go around.
Yep.
There was only one Spacey.
Have a pizza party.
Yeah, everybody gets a quarter of a slice.
They only ordered enough for everyone to have a quarter of a slice. Oh no. And it has olives.
Ugh. Ugh. Anyway, what's everybody else been up to? I can whip a grenade at one of you because I know what's going to happen.
Oh, go ahead.
69 has firmly convinced her way back into the... Oh, what was the faction that I picked that she chose to
the book
to
Nazis, the gun Nazis, or the cocaine Nazis?
Yeah.
Which one?
The ones that made her the guns.
Oh, the Resolute, I think I called them?
I believe it was them, yeah. Yeah, she's going to get in there, and she's going to see that they're done so that she can have them.
The Vanguards.
Because... Yes.
Yeah. You knock. Allegra gives you a wave and is like, well, took a little doing, took a little greasing. But, and you are offered your horrible dual guns on a literal little comfy plate. Not plate, on a little comfy pillow. Like a padded box on a pillow.
69 is semi-visibly biting back, saying, commenting on how long this took and how, well, the way she sees it, maybe the last planet wouldn't have been much easier with them, but the one before that sure would have. But they did her a solid. She says, you know, she's thank you, eventually. I won't forget this.
Yeah.
For all that matters.
Allegra nods and says, hey, you are our sister. It is good to see that you are aligned with the cause of the Vanguard. And... we can always use someone of your notoriety and honestly your competence and tactical acumen as a voice among us if you would like to get more involved in steward politicking. You know, we could always use somebody with the sway and illustrious history as yourself backing us up against the others.
I mean, to what end? Honestly, there isn't a steward heading this thing. How much are we going to influence?
Well, it's not a matter of necessarily influencing the entire force of the TEF, though, you know, we've got some irons in the fire to see who can get promoted up into the inner circle of the colonels, but... honestly, it's a matter of ideological purity and which reigns supreme amongst our cause. And honestly, Corporal, when I first heard about you, when we first noticed that you were starting to show up to our meetings, I thought you were a shoo-in for the archivists. You were asking specific esoteric questions about interpretations of the canon of the text, and while that is all well and good, and it proves that you really do know your stuff and you pay attention to it, the archivists are a bunch of do-nothings who tend to sit on their hands and stare at the stars more than pick up their arms and do what's right and written in the doctrine. And the resolute do what they can, but they're more focused on the experience and the machinery and the novelty of it. I've seen the after-action reports of the things you've been involved in and the places you've gone. You're a killer. You hold the line. You do what's right. You honestly fit like one of us, like a hand in a glove.
69 is about halfway to putting the pistols away. Well, I guess she doesn't have any holsters, unless they gave her a holster, so she's probably just stuffing them in her pockets at this point.
Oh, you've got holsters. They're not going to let you leave without holsters.
Okay, well, I don't know. Like,
you want little laser sights on your terrible guns?
No, no.
They'll start giving you whatever you want. You want a speed loader?
No, please. Why would they have speed loaders?
You want an ankle holster?
No. Oh, God.
You want to get an engrave on the barrel?
Can you get a bayonet out there?
If you fire a battle pass, you can get a weed gun.
Get you a seat warmer.
Ooh, we could get you a strange part so you can count how many pirates you kill.
Mm-hmm. Oh, God. Okay, now I'm actually picturing pistols with, like, heated grips for comfort. I don't know why that strikes me so terrible.
You know what they say, happiness is a warm gun.
While y'all are finishing this scene up, I need to step away for like half a sec. I'll be right back.
No worries.
So she's putting the pistols away. If there are holsters, she's throwing on the holsters as best she can, getting them situated because she wanted to get out before this exact conversation happened because she kind of saw it coming.
Mm-hmm.
In her heart, she was hoping that the archivists would make a better argument than they did. And they didn't. And the Vanguard, the Resolute, they don't seem to talk very well.
Okay, I just want to point out, you have not talked to the Resolute at all.
I know.
Okay.
But they're clearly dorks.
Okay.
They're not the ones who seem as smart as 69, and they're not the ones who made her guns, so she doesn't care about them. No, she's not satisfied with anything from what she's heard.
Mm-hmm.
And at this point, she doesn't have a lot of faith that, like, she's actually going to find answers with them.
Sure.
Suddenly.
Sure.
So what this all is to say is that she looks up and she sighs and she tries to look, well, as resolute as she can. And she just says, I just do what's asked of me. And thank you for helping me with that. And she's happy to leave it there.
Okay.
Because she doesn't want it to get awkward.
Mm-hmm.
She doesn't want to think of herself as a heretic yet, but it's creeping in.
Okay, out of character, do you want Allegra to stop asking you about this sort of stuff, Or do you want it to just be a lingering thing that you'll have to deal with whenever you interact with the Vanguard ever again?
Mm.
Which one do you want?
Yeah, keep it lingering.
Okay. Sure. They'll just let you go.
Yeah.
They'll be like, yeah, she'll come back.
Goodbye to them.
Yeah, they let you go. You can go back to the rest of Yegg Battalion with your shiny new guns a jingle jangling on your hip.
It's the world is a much better place.
That's right. It's a safer place now that 69 has her guns. She's armed and she is a wolf that will protect the flock.
I'm back, sorry.
Yeah, no worries. So Sparky returns from getting a bureaucratic slap on the wrist. 69 shows up and she's got a pair of new pistols on her hip. Decker Pleather, is there anything that's burning a hole in your pockets that you want to address right now?
Not supremely. I figure Deck has been cleansing these rooms as we are cleaning them out, so I'm probably overseeing the cleanup process.
Boy,
I'm not doing. Yeah, I'm not doing the heavy lifting. I'm a corporal now.
Sure. Give me a NFA check for leading them in the proper procedures.
All right. I have successfully led them in the proper procedures.
The troopers think you're hazing them, but they're doing it.
I kind of am, let's be real.
Yeah, you're going room by room. You're having the troopers just pull stuff out, sanctifying, cleaning it, blah, blah, blah. And then they have to move the equipment of the new troopers in, and you're overseeing the feng shui and the placement of everything and making sure that the flow of the air and the energy of the room is good. And everybody is just under their breath. Jesus fucking Christ. What the fuck are we doing? Why is she a corporal? Why are we in this battalion? Okay.
I am offering free recce treatments to anybody who asks. It's fine.
Yeah, one of them to the other is like, I don't want a friggin' Reiki treatment. It's like, no, maybe you should get one from her. She's fucking indestructible. She lives forever. Maybe that's the secret to her success. Have her put a Benoit ball up your ass. That might do it.
They have to provide their own Benoit ball at that point.
Yeah, see, you have to get your own Benoit balls. We all know you have fucking Benoit balls, Private Benoit. That's not my name. And then they're like, Benoit, Benoit, Benoit. Congratulations, you now have Trooper Benoit.
Excellent. Oof. Everything's coming up, Deck.
Well, you did succeed. Yeah, anything else you want to do, or you just want to boss around and go gently mad with power?
I'm going gently mad with very minor power. I'm the RA now, is what I am.
Oh, God help us all. Deck is now in charge of Yegg Battalion movie night at the block.
Oh, God.
You're not allowed to bring alcohol. You can only bring a list of approved drinks.
The hall monitor who can flip a seat around and sit facing you and talk real with you.
And it's still perfectly feng shui compliant.
Ugh.
I may have to move the chair elsewhere in the room, but we will keep it compliant.
Mm-hmm.
But yeah, I didn't have much else.
Yeah, that's fine. You can wander around and input as you see fit. How about that?
Alrighty.
Pleather.
Mm-hmm.
Do you have anything planned? Because I do if you don't.
Go for it.
Alright, what's Pleather doing in her downtime that may or may not involve Kimberly?
Well, she's probably practicing with a new hammer, I guess. You know, see if she can learn how to swing it good.
Sure. What are you doing to practice with the hammer? Like, what are you hitting? Or, like, are you hitting things or, like, breaking stuff or what?
Yeah. She probably went to one of the dead troopers' rooms and just started breaking all the stuff with the hammer.
Okay. Yeah. Okay, so just to paint a picture, Sparky is returning from getting bureaucratically chewed out. 69 is walking around kind of just like showing off the guns on her hip. And like the troopers are just like, yeah, that's the weird steward that's like fucking indestructible. And then you've got like a whole bunch of like little other steward troopers who are just following around like ducks after their mother. Meanwhile, Deck is forcing a bunch of the troopers to just... Yes, thank you for the gif of Lieutenant Dangle boot scooting to illustrate how Deck is showing off... Or, sorry, 69 is showing off her new guns. Deck is forcing a whole bunch of troopers to engage in ritualistic cleansing and feng shui, and... whatever people don't want is getting brought over to Pleather's room so she can break it with a hammer.
Oh my God.
And, like, Kimberly is basically dead-ass just sitting at the door like a mother who's like, no, sorry, Pleather can't come out and play right now, but I'll bring her homework in for her. And just bringing stuff to Pleather and cleaning stuff up in between, like, smash and practice sessions. And Kimberly's just like, do you want a break? Do you want a snack?
Sure, hit me.
No, Pleather, I still don't want to hit you.
That one was a figure of speech, so.
Oh, okay. Yes. I'll go make you a sandwich. How does that sound?
Sounds good.
And while Kimberly is out doing that, there's a knock at the door.
I will answer it.
Guess who it is?
Is it Ramrod?
It's Ramrod.
Mm-hmm.
Sergeant, can I enter and speak with you if you got a moment?
Is his rank visible currently?
Yep.
What is it?
Sergeant.
Okay.
Who are you running?
Yeah, I guess. Yep. Yeah, I guess. What's up?
He walks past you into your living quarters. He goes to find a place to sit down. Kimberly glances out from the kitchen as me like, okay, I'm not going out there to talk to this guy. As Sergeant Ramrod makes himself comfortable and he says, I want to discuss Captain Sparky with you, Sergeant.
What's up?
I'm not stupid, Pleather. I know you filed a charge to demote on Sparky.
Well, let's say I did. What's your point?
My point is, a while ago we had a discussion about the usefulness of idiots. Didn't we?
We probably did. I don't really remember one way or the other.
Suffice to say, it was a discussion that we had in my residence after you came to, quote-unquote, tell me the business, if you recall how that went, Sergeant.
Yeah. Yeah. As I recall, I got promoted Sergeant, got a hair, and hey, I got 100 kills, 35 of them with my fists. So, you know, just saying.
You most certainly did, and you got recognized for being consistently on mission the entire time last planet.
Mm-hmm.
I legitimately did not see a single moment of that entire clusterfuck where you were not casually murdering an alien. It was like breathing for you.
Yes, I've been told that, yes.
Now, in the context of our conversation, I euphemistically referred to Sparky as eccentric.
Right, I remember that, and I called him a big dork.
Yes, you did. I respect your judgment call to have Sparky, to attempt to have Sparky be demoted, and honestly, I agree. Because at a certain point, there is a level at which someone is no longer capable and competent and able to successfully perform their duties. And I feel as if our captain has surpassed that and then some. And on top of that, he seems to have a star shining on him that is, for lack of a better term, continuing to pave the way for his ascension. And before you know it, he may go from being, you know, Captain Sparky to, I gotta look at the things real quick, just forgetting this out of character.
Real quick, my Discord actually crashed, so I missed everything right after I said a big dork, unfortunately.
Oh, yeah. He's been talking about, the Peter Principle?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, he's basically been talking, he's been talking down to you, explaining the Peter Principle to Pleather. Yeah. Say that five times fast. Mm-hmm. And how he feels like Sparky has ascended past his usefulness to a position of incompetence and danger. So what he's saying is, you know, today he is Captain Sparky, but tomorrow he could be Major Sparky. There's a non-zero chance he becomes Lieutenant Colonel Sparky. Do you really want to see the TEF, how it would function under the command of Colonel Sparky?
Hmm. Well, what do you want? What do you want me to do here?
Well, what I've been considering is, you described yourself as a machine. I likened you to an animal. Perhaps the truth is in the middle somewhere, some kind of robot animal. Grint chuckling softly is getting me out of it. I gotta get back in character.
Sorry.
No, it's fine.
I'm actually laughing because you said the truth was somewhere in the middle, and I thought about centrist robot.
Oh, no.
Yeah,
the centrist TEF, death for some, incremental death for everyone else.
Yeah.
Leather punches people on both sides.
Yeah. That's right. Her fists, don't see color. They kill equally. Okay.
Her punches cross the aisle.
There you go. Anyway, back on topic. I understand you, Pleather. I do. I see how you operate. I see how you command. I see how you function within the structure. I see that you are a person who is completely and totally dedicated to how the TEF ought to function and will function until our culmination of our glorious victory. Sparky, I can't figure that guy out. But I can tell you that when we were down there on that goddamn rat planet, running around being force-fed alcoholic drinks and little slices of fruit, and being awarded with necklaces and bracelets like we were a bunch of trophy wives with husbands who really wanted oral sex, I saw Sparky visibly freeze and not know what to do. And the entire time I was down there with you, I saw you murder aliens like a good trooper ought to. So, my point is this. Maybe the battalion would be better under the command of, I don't know, Lieutenant Pleather, Captain Pleather, Lieutenant Major Pleather, Lieutenant Colonel Pleather, maybe even Colonel Pleather. Because you at least know how to operate and stay on mission.
Okay, well, listen, there are three problems with this. Problem the first. Oh my god, I don't want to be. I don't. want to be lieutenant colonel. All the paperwork, crap. I barely want to be a sergeant. I like being a sergeant because I don't have to listen to you. But other than that, no. Second of all, I don't like you. I don't want to help you. Third of all, in addition to not like you, I don't like Teflon. I don't like Icebox. I don't like the other ones whose name I forget. Sparky, well, I don't like him necessarily, but his problems are different than you guys' problems. Now, I hear what you're saying about like, the freezing and all that, but the thing is, when Sparky's freezing, that means he's out of my way. And that's really all I ask for in a commanding officer, that he or she or they stay out of my way.
I want to ask you a question right now, Pleather.
No, thank you. I'm going to go back into anything, so you can leave now. Bye, and I'm going to push him out.
Give me... I need a check for this.
I'm pushing him out very hard if that helps make it
NFA. I think this is going to be NFA.
Unless the sergeant tries to hand you a quest and you eat the piece of paper without reading it.
Unless you really want to, like, hurt him, this is going to... This is going to be an FA.
Okay. That's a success.
He is protesting the entire time. Mm-hmm. He has rebuttals to your arguments. You are not listening and you are not paying attention because you are Pleather last name here. You have a hammer that is cooling down and needs to be heated back up, and you have a sandwich on the way, and you don't have time for this malarkey. And you lock, I take it you lock the door and ignore the knocks.
Mm-hmm.
And Kimberly peeks her head out from the kitchen. Please never let that man in here again.
Way ahead of you.
Okay. Thank you, because he gives me the fucking creeps.
You kidding?
I forget, do you like the crust on your sandwich or no?
I like it alright.
Alright, well, I fair enough. My husband used to not like the crust on his sandwich. Anyway,
Do you want to talk about him not liking the crust?
Pleather, I don't know. It's been nice living with you because you've honestly given me like a lot of space. Like a lot of space.
Yeah.
Like a lot of space.
Okay, I get what you're saying. Yeah.
But no. Like, I don't know. For a variety of reasons, he was the only thing tethering me here, you know? He brought me on board. He kept me in his room. I may have stuff in common with you, but, like, I'm afraid of everybody else here, Pleather. I don't like it here. I don't know what to tell you. Your captain, he's got a bit of sweetness to him, but at the end of the day, he's still signing the death certificates. You've got that religious woman in your unit who's just deeply unpleasant, and her belief system is odious, and that other corporal is... interesting. And then
also 69 is there.
Oh, rude. That other corporal you have certainly is a character, but I can, like, understand why, like, she's no longer on Terra. I don't like it here, Pleather.
Well, I don't think there's a way to get back to Terra from here. I mean, we turn the fleet around, but I don't think they want to do that.
I don't particularly want to go back to Terra. I don't think I want to live in a place that let my husband have me.
Yeah. I mean, I'd suggest we could stay on one of the planets. We don't tend to leave those in very nice state, though. This is just, don't really have any ideas.
I wasn't really asking for ideas. I just, sometimes it's healthy to just get things off your chest, even if you don't have an easy solution for them, you know?
Yeah. Again, as always, the offer to punch me is on the table, if that would help it.
I know, Pleather. Okay. Thank you. And you are handed a sandwich and a drink. And you can rehydrate and refuel before you go back to breaking stuff with your hammer.
All right, I will.
So, how's it going for Yig Battalion? How's everybody feeling?
Better than before. I got new guns.
All right, fair enough.
I think Sparky literally just, like, went back to his quarters and, like, took a shower and is now, I don't know, like, laying on, he's a captain, he can have a couch. Yeah, laying on a couch, reading a comic book.
Face up or face down?
I think he is face up. On his side. No, I think he's laying face up, and he is sort of propped up a little bit, but comics, like, over his head.
Yeah. Do you want to start figuring out stuff you're going to be doing for the next mission?
Yeah, I suppose so.
All right. Before we do that, Deck 69, anything you two want to do?
I'm good, I think.
Honestly, for the sake of player interaction on downtime, which we don't always do a lot of, honestly, Deck is probably actually going to go check in on Sparky. Because I just saw him walk past us without talking about comic books. Something's up.
Oh, no. That's depressingly accurate, but true.
So, at some point in the fugue state of reading a comic book, Sparky is going to get a knock on his door.
Oh, hold on one sec. I'm having issues with my headset. Sorry. Oh, come on, you son of a bitch. Work.
No. It's okay. I'm entertaining myself playing with a cat.
Winston.
There we go. I'm back. Man. I'll just have to cut the audio from the backup in there. Sorry to interrupt.
You're fine. I feel like the GM should be able to hear the game as it happens.
Yep.
That's messed up.
Uh-huh. Anyway, you all right, Captain? You look down.
Thank you for asking. Did you, out of character, did you close the door when you came in?
Yes.
Okay. Corporal, are you, if I can ask you to speak candidly, are you happy with my command?
Corporal, are you mad at me?
Are you mad at me?
Well, sir, you haven't gotten me killed yet, so that's worth something.
Yes, but are you happy with my command?
Yeah. For all the teasing I give you, you're actually making decent moves out there. I can't say I do any better.
Well, thank you for saying so. Seems that not everyone thinks the same way that you do. Completely unprepared for the circumstances of our last mission, and I don't think I lived up to my standards for myself.
Yeah, speaking freely, you looked a little out of it by the end there. You did kill a 9-foot-tall capybara thing. That was pretty cool.
But it didn't really matter. and that really shook me.
What were you? You were thinking that was going to end it, huh?
I don't think Sparky says anything back to that. The lava lamp in the corner kind of, you know, quietly bloops. Like a lava lamp do.
Just the passive melancholy.
No.
It's got a sort of a bronze base, it's got like a sort of iridescent purple goo in it.
The camera in this scene is behind the lava lamp, panning slowly. We're just like visible through the blobs.
Thank you for taking care of our new recruits, preparing their quarters. If you understand, I'd have less time to devote to Yegg than I did before.
Yeah, don't worry. I'm allowed a little bit of power tripping though, right?
Of course.
Good.
Now, I think I'm expected for a briefing for our next mission. And I need to make myself presentable, at least. So, go rest up, and I think we'll be dropping sometime in the near future.
All right, well, you let me know if you need anything, I guess.
Very well.
And I will slip on out.
Sparky will...
He's in a bad way.
Sparky's going to lay back on the couch and just put the comic book over his face.
Sparky, no.
I am outside checking, talking to people like, yeah, no, I think he's dying.
Oh, no.
And yeah.
It's like, he's like a rabbit. When he gets sad, he dies.
No.
Poor Sparky saw a flag and died. No, that's horses.
Sparky is horses.
Yeah, we're all horses.
It's almost like it was a trenchant metaphor.
Anyway, yeah, we can go to briefing if we want or whatever.
I don't want to go to school. I feel bad.
I mean, you don't have to. You could just wait like you did last time.
No. I gotta be prepared.
Heavy is the head that wears the Tom Honor hat.
And next time, all of the bad ideas will work.
Well, I mean, do you want to bring the others to the mission briefing with you?
I mean, yeah, they should be there.
Sure. I mean, it's with Roadhead and Icebox. Okay, when I say the others, I mean like specifically Deck, Pleather, and 69. Or do you want to bring like the other command members too, which would basically just be the Lieutenant Teflon and Ramrod as well?
Yeah, we'll bring the command structure. Teflon, Ramrod, Deck, 69, Pleather. Goncharov's ghost.
Goncharov's ghost. No.
A single drop of ketchup.
Oh, like a tear?
Ugh. See you, doctor.
It's just like in a ramkin, it's set on a chair next to us.
It's like the eternal hot dog sealed in resin. Put it to a bottle of ketchup.
I don't know why that destroyed me. Okay, so you want to bring everybody who's in charge in Yegg Battalion. You don't just want to bring the PCs.
Yeah.
Okay. Either way, you are getting, like, strange looks from Ramrod. Not Ramrod. You are getting strange looks from Roadhead and Icebox, who are kind of like, okay, we weren't expecting you to bring everyone to this. That's fine. Okay. So, next planet we are heading to is a desert world we have tentatively labeled Lucas.
Oh no.
In direct contrast to the previous world, there doesn't seem to be any sapient life on it, though we have gotten some information about the assorted alien species that seem to be living there. They presume to be relatively quick. God, what the fuck are they called? This is in character. And Roadhead just starts flipping through a document. Fuck it, they're beasts. They're relatively quick beasts. They're like fish, but they're not fish. They're fine, whatever. They're sand fish, sand sharks, whatever. Who gives a shit? We could use some more material to help replenish our tungsten supplies after the payload that we had to drop on the previous planet, Okamura. But again, the main mission is to go down there and fucking kill some sand sharks. So, any comments, any ideas? There are no bad ideas besides letting the aliens live. I'm going to throw that out there right now. That's the only bad idea. First bad idea is out of the way. The floor is open to the participants.
Are there any natural fortifications? Cliffs, rocks?
Yes, there are. There are mountain ranges, gorges, valleys. It's predominantly desert, but there are mountains.
I think it would make sense for us to make our insertion at a defensible location to avoid any immediate scrambling for cover.
Okay, that's actually a decent suggestion. Thank you, Sparky. Anybody else have any ideas? Anybody want to give me an NFA check?
Yeah, sure. Why not? Yes.
I have failed my NFA check.
Deck, what do you like about being in this room with all of these people right now?
Wide variety of star signs. None of them are trying to shoot me right now.
Okay. Yeah, you're focused on that. 69?
Yeah.
Icebox seems to be just, like, doing Slack messages on a tablet, and Roadhead doesn't give a shit. As if, like, you couldn't tell, he was just, like... But he's just like, yeah, okay, it's a fucking sand planet. There's monsters there. Fucking kill them, I guess. He just doesn't care.
Well, that's depressing. See our command in such a state. But, you know, it's not really her place to talk about it.
Right, so yeah, we'll find a suitable mountain range to touch down at. insert Jäger Battalion and all of the other battalions, then... I don't know. Really big drill. Fucking tunnel to the center of the planet, find tungsten, crack the planet. How's that sound? Make a really big drill.
Sparky turns silently and just looks at the rest of Yegg command structure. It's just like, drills again. Drills.
Get some new material, gosh.
Ramrod is just nodding. Yes, sir, a really big drill sounds like a good idea for us to use to destroy the planet's core, of course. Out of character, if you want to make suggestions for what to do, by all means, go ahead. You want to glass the planet?
Cut the planet in half.
Yeah, cut the planet in half, glass the planet.
Get a really big vacuum cleaner, suck up all the sand.
Sure. They do need glass for various materials on this planet. Why not?
Pleather briefly considers suggesting just shooting the planet, and then she says, eh.
If I can ask, is our priority for this mission the tungsten or the inhabitants?
First and foremost, the priority of the mission is to eliminate all alien life in the cosmos. Secondary is sustaining the actions to do so. We do have tungsten, we do have other materials. It would just be a prudent and worthwhile effort to ensure that our reserves are kept at maximum capacity in case of running into another incident like the one that we were previously on, or even back when we were dealing with Planet Lem. Sparky, you can make an NFA check. The TEF is like a JRPG protagonist that hates using ethers.
Mm-hmm.
They want tungsten just to have tungsten.
Okay. I mean, it makes sense. Who doesn't love tungsten?
In Rod we trust.
In Rod we trust. Understood. Order of business will be making a beachhead, thinning and weakening the opposing force, and then potentially arranging for a mining operation.
Sure, Operation Sand Drill. Sounds like unanimous. Good enough for me. I guess let's talk battalion placements then. We will be inserting Yegg as the controlling battalion and then the other ones along with. Let's discuss who's going where and doing what. I am of the opinion everybody should just... Everybody should clear space for the drill, I guess.
How many battalions do we have?
You have five. You have 160 troopers, and counting, counting all of you. Does anybody else want to make a NFA check just for something real quick? Just so I can... I mean, I will paint, like, the... What's it called? There are photographs of this planet that are up.
Yeah, I'll do another one. I mean, can I do another one?
Sure.
Okay.
Not saying you can't.
No, apparently I can't.
I've rolled successfully this time.
69 looks at those photos. Yep, that's a planet.
It sure is.
We're going to go there with a really big drill, I guess. Deck, you take a look at this planet. It is a large space planet, which is redundant. It is a large sand planet. There are some mountains on it. It is really fucking boring. You are starting to pick up on what 69 is picking up, which is just like, there is no part of this planet that is like sparking any sort of interest or problem solving in the higher echelons of command. They're looking at this thing and they're just like, sure. I guess that's where we're going next.
Yeah, I was, like I said, I was focused on star signs. So like, oh, we're doing drills again, huh?
Mm-hmm.
Uncreative, just like Aaliyah. And then I look at it, it's like, oh no, never mind.
So, recommendations for where to place the battalions.
We find a likely solid place to land and deploy battalions in a essentially a star formation to create a perimeter, and then we can deploy the planet cracker drill in the center. Sparky's feeling really weird that he's the one who is like coming up with the plan, because usually everyone, the other commanders here are kind of in charge. They don't seem to give a shit right now.
Icebox is like, okay, we're doing the drill. Oh, sure. The autonomous drill or manned drill, which one? And then Ramrod's like, well, if they do the star formation, we could do the autonomous drill. It'll automatically dig through. It just needs to be defended, and they can troubleshoot if needed. And she's just like, yeah, okay, we can just do the autonomous drill. Nuclear payload, black hole payload. No. The captain raises a good point. If we want the tungsten, we're going to have to crack the planet. We can't just implode it. Remind me again why we're not just going to airstrike it from orbit and call it a day? Because we could use the tungsten. Oh, okay. That makes sense. She goes back to her iPad. Yes, Lieutenant.
No, sorry.
Yes, Captain.
Sorry, I'm thinking of what to say.
No, it's fine. I heard you clearing your throat. I thought you were doing that in character.
Little call me. What's the threat level anticipated?
Oh, of the planet?
Of the mission, of the planet, of the opposition. The last mission was unexpectedly dangerous.
Yes, the previous mission was classified as a Pentagon Ochre. This one is a Triumvirate Green.
I'm going to roll an FA. Okay. What does that mean? I rolled a 6.
Yeah, you succeed. What the fuck does that mean? Pentagon Ochre, Triumvirate Green? That doesn't make any... What? And you look at them and they're kind of just... You get the feeling they're kind of just saying things to say things because you're asking questions they're not used to. Like you're going to leave the room and they're going to be like, oh, it's the threat level of the planet. Blah, 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 blah. Look at me, I'm Sparky.
Mm-hmm. Yes, well, then I suppose that we will just have to sort it out when we get there.
Yes, no plan survives contact with the enemy, especially not one as perfidious and unknowable as the alien menace, of course.
Of course.
And your battalion has a track record of inordinate success, and honestly, at the end of the day, it's a damn good sight for Terra that we have you out here defending us all because of your illustrious and wonderful track record. Isn't that right, Lieutenant Colonel? You think we could have somebody at the labs just kind of like make something to put in as the payload? I don't want to do explode. What if we get... I have an idea. Hold on. I'm going to send a message to the weapons developers. I'm going to see if we can figure something out. And yeah, no, Swarky, you're doing a great job. Like I said, it's great to have you as a captain in charge of everything. It's getting really fucking awkward in this room.
Yeah. Is there anything else? Or should we go prepare? What is our ETA?
ETA is going to be in a few days. Continue your R&R. Take advantage of your time off. And we will get the battle lines drawn up and the plans in place. And once we do, we will get that to you ASAP so you can pass that down through your subordinates and we can prepare for the mission.
All right.
Yeah, this sounds like it's going to be another slam dunk for the forces of the TEF. Thank you very much for your input, Captain. If there's no further closing comments on this, I say you're all dismissed.
Brother immediately leaves.
Okay, that makes sense.
Yeah, so does 69. What? They said we're dismissed.
I'm sorry you didn't like the school assembly.
It's more like being in a group project with a bunch of people who don't know what they're doing.
Yeah. Yep.
I like the part about the sandfish at fest. That sounds fun. I stopped paying attention after that. So.
Well, also, like, further discussion can take place outside of the meeting area. It's not like, you know.
What are we, animals? Discussing things outside of me.
Oh my god.
No.
Yeah, sadly, Terra has lost the ancient Earth technology known as emails, so.
Yeah, true. This meeting could have been an email.
Yep.
Well.
Yeah. Is there anything else anybody wants to do before you just go back to your lives and await the next mission?
No, I don't think I do. I'm gonna sandproof all my gear.
Oh yeah, that's a good point.
Yeah, it's not a bad idea. I'll say you can just do it. I'm not gonna be a dick and make you roll.
No, it's just going to take up all of our narrative time that is so that it can't be spent on helping with the tactics of deployment.
Mm. No, that's being taken care of. You don't have to worry about that. I mean, hell, Sparky's not even worrying about that.
Mm.
Sparky did the big important thing, which was sit in the mission and say, this is what I want to do. And they were like, cool.
Good. Mm-hmm. Yeah, I think Sparky will just, I don't know, he'll study some charts or something.
Mm-hmm. Study the hell out of the chart, Sparky.
Look at the Spacey.
How do you feel about the Spacey, Sparky?
A little weird.
Fair enough.
It's like carrying a dead man around. Put him in the box.
Mm-hmm.
Box in the corner of my room.
Mm-hmm.
Didn't know the guy, really. And the two people who wanted it are dead.
Yeah, they died pretty ingloriously in that icicle avalanche caused by ice slime.
You know, it's, I don't know, feels like a weird cursed object.
Does anyone die well in pursuit of a spacey?
Oh, that storm is really picking up outside.
Ooh. Yeah, that's what they say.
Mm-hmm. Sparky, you get an email like 2 days later.
Uh-huh.
We are changing the payload to an experimental blah, 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 blah.
Damn it.
Oh, no.
Oh, well, okay. I hope it doesn't turn our butts into cauliflower or something.
And they explicitly state, no, we're not doing the black hole.
That's good. All right, well.
Okay. Yay! Dental time! Everything's fun in space forever.
Everything's cool in space.
It's not depressing and apathetic at all.
Really trying out here.
I know.
We're trying.
I know.
Listen, no. Technically, the further we get from planet Earth, the further we are from what constitutes, like, common, sane human emotions. So it's not apathy, it's just the new normal.
We're actively escaping God's light.
I mean, yeah, it's the new normal. It's like Kimberly said, she doesn't want to go back to Earth. She doesn't like it here. She doesn't know what to do.
Mm-hmm. Well, shouldn't have been manufactured at a factory where they manufacture people. should have thought about that, huh? Before you were created against your will.
Mm-hmm. And purchased by a man who decided, you're my wife now.
Yeah, I should have read the warranty or something. Ugh. What a fun world we live in.
It's great. They solved all their problems by taking a bunch of people and shooting them into space.
Eh?
Spoilers, they didn't.
Eh.
This has been the Coffin Club. My name is Jess. I've been the GM. This has been 316 Carnage Amongst the Stars. Next time, they're going to go to the boring sand planet, and there's going to be a really big drill.
Yeah, it's boring.
God damn it. No, fuck. Wah, 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 wah. Son of bitch. No, in all seriousness.
Stop now. Good night.
No, in all seriousness. I'm gonna do a shout out for once. Jess is gonna do a shout out for once. I read a webcomic called For Each. It's foreach.neocities.org.
Oh, yeah.
I highly recommend it. If you want something that is having some fun with the inventiveness of the long descended. It's like a future descendant of like Homestuck, and boy, that sounds bad, but it's legitimately good and interesting and very Australian. It's taking turns that I didn't expect, and I highly recommend someone check it out. It's neat. In reverse alphabetical order, Sparky.
I'm going to make two quick recommendations. First is you should go drink some water. No. I'm going to go drink some water.
Okay.
I have water right here. It's good.
You're ahead of the curve. The second is, it's also a webcomic, because you just reminded me. It's Our Unending Journey. It's on, I think, just Webtoon. It's a Final Fantasy XIV fan comic, which loosely adapts the general main story plot of FF14 with a you know, whole new regular squad of adventurers.
Mm-hmm.
Warriors of Light. Yeah, it's fun. It's a little gang. It's good.
Mm-hmm.
Well drawn. I like it.
It was not my thing, but I did enjoy the art from what I saw of it.
Oh, yeah. Very nice art.
Nice. How about you, 69?
No, I really can't think of anything to plug. I would have said 4-H. Because I read it because you suggested it to me, and I guess I'll just second that. It's some good shit.
Yeah. Fair enough. Pleather.
I I don't know. I mean, I've been watching videos of like weird stuff happening at baseball. That's kind of fun. There's something about baseball where like 95% of the time they're like, you know, really impressive elite athletes. But then 5% of the time something happens to their bodies where they turn into like overgrown toddlers and can't move around anymore. So that's fun.
The fascinating thing about baseball is that baseball is so laden down with rules because they are actually opposed to making anything fun happen that you end up in like you end up in this position where just like fun happens in like spite of itself, and also it just invites people to think out of the box in really stupid ways.
Yes, everyone should look up what a balk is because you'll end up knowing less than you did when you started out.
Balks are so weird.
B-A-L-K?
Yes.
Yeah, B-A-L-K.
I don't know what that is. I'll have to look that up.
I used to know what that is, and now I don't. Damn.
That is, oh, it's it immediately says illegal action in baseball on Wikipedia. Fair enough. Yep. Cool. How about you, Deck?
I just to remind everyone, Deck is a terrible soldier in a future fascist expeditionary force. Please do not use astrology signs to typecast people.
Oh, yeah.
It's rude.
That's right. Myers-Briggs personality test yes. was invented by fascist eugenicists. Don't use that either. It's a bait and switch. But yes, yeah. Don't use astrology to typecast people. Use Homestuck astrology. No. I have a demon inside my brain and I need to exercise it.
Just if you need to typecast people, just ask them what their favorite Andrew Hussey work was and go from there.
Oh, God.
Oh, God.
Whistles in the Starlight Calliope really was not good. She said as if you have as if any of you have any idea what she's talking about.
One of the first Hussey things that I saw was Humanimals.
Oh, God.
I don't know if I've ever actually seen any of his work. Every time I find a new thing in the past couple years, somebody's like, oh, yeah, that person was active in the Homestuck community.
A lot of people.
God,
I had many such cases.
I had some of my suggestions, John, for Problem Sleuth back when he was doing that, so I guess it's that by default. So.
Really?
Ooh. Mm-hmm.
Congratulations.
Yeah. Do you remember any of them in particular or what?
Yes. Let me see. I pulled the panel. This is not helpful Ooh. For anyone else but us, but.
you can say the panel number or whatever.
Yeah, and I mean, some people have, like, legit internet clout, because they were like, oh, I named Carcat, or oh, I named John. Shoutouts to beesmygod.tumblr.com. But...
So, it was this one, which, for everyone home, it was the pick up shoulder glass to put it in your inventory. I had a couple other ones, I don't remember off the top of my head, but yeah, that's the one I remember.
Huh. Neat.
Yeah.
You learn something new every day.
Congratulations.
Yeah, this has been the Coffin Club. Tip your waiter, tip your waitress, tip your waitrex, and we hope to see you all again next time. Say goodbye, everybody.
Goodbye.
Bye.
Bye, everybody.
Take care, everyone.